So, you know, we've got this kind of plethora, this mix of various brands and various capacities. What do you actually use? So, I mean, there's one thing to say, what's the biggest USB flash drive? What is the, you know, the first one that you bought? But what's the one that you carry with you and that you wouldn't be seen without? That's really the question, and I'll query you in the chat room as well. You know, we look at all the various brands, and one brand is always cutting edge when it comes to capacities, and that's Kingston Technology. Kingston is the forerunner at huge capacity solid state media. Okay, now we've seen this with the Data Traveler 1 terabyte USB flash drive. Can you imagine a USB flash drive that fits in your pocket like this?
Terabyte.
And it's a terabyte capacity?
That's pretty much like your entire like personal life. Of the average person, if not more.
We're going to get into it tonight, what we could possibly do with the kind of capacities that that Kingston is bringing out in the small media market. And before we do that, Sasha, you had a bit of an adventure this week.
Ooh. I did.
Yeah? What were you up to?
Well, I was at the mall.
Yes.
And I
Shopping till you dropped?
Shopping till I dropped. And I was walking around talking to people.
Should we check in and see what these people have to say?
Yes, we shall.
All right, let's head over to the Georgian Mall here in Barrie, Ontario. Here's Sasha.
I'm Sasha Dermatis from Category 5 Technology TV, and today we are showing people their first look at Kingston Technology's biggest flash drive in the world. Solomon, do you use a USB flash drive for your files, for your storage?
I use a couple of them, yeah.
Awesome. What size do you use?
Depending for school, I like to use 32 gigs. It's a pretty solid size. Anything else that's like just songs and stuff like that, 8 gigs are typically okay for quick movement.
Okay, that's awesome. What is the biggest size that you could imagine that they have for USB flash drives?
2 terabyte.
Awesome. Yes, you're in the loop. Not very many people know. So we're just letting people know that Kingston has unveiled a 2 terabyte flash drive.
That's pretty solid.
It's amazing. You want to look at it?
What's the cost? Oh, geez, that's a lot bulkier than I was expecting, but it's not bad. Yeah, aside from the general bulk, it actually is pretty nice. It would fit in like my backpack and everything like that, no issue.
Dave, can I ask you a couple questions?
Yeah.
Do you use a USB flash drive for your storage and for your files?
Yeah, I use a 256 gig, and I put music on it and bring it in my car.
Nice. What's the biggest flash drive that you can imagine?
I don't know, maybe a 512 gigabyte.
512 gigabyte?
Yeah.
Okay. So what if I told you that Kingston Technology has just unleashed a data traveler that is 2 terabytes?
What? I never even heard a thing like that. That's huge.
Pretty amazing, eh?
Yeah, how much do they run for? Wow, that's incredible. But I mean, for somebody who needs it, you know, like, wouldn't be too much if they're using it for business.
Pretty incredible, eh?
Yeah, that's nice. I love it.
Nathan, do you use a USB flash drive for storage for files?
No, I don't.
Have you heard of them?
Yes, I have.
All right, what about is the size you would guess they would be?
100 gig.
100 gig?
Yeah.
Andrew, do you use a USB flash drive for your files?
From time to time.
Okay. About what size is it?
A couple gigs. Like, I don't really move a whole lot around, so.
What would you imagine the biggest one would be?
500 gigs? I don't know.
500 gigs. Okay. So what if I told you that Kingston Technology has just unveiled one that is 4 times that size?
That's pretty crazy. So would that be a terabyte or?
This is two terabytes.
Wow.
Incredible.
That's crazy. I can't believe that.
You want to take a look at it?
Yeah. Doesn't look a whole lot different from your average USB drive, I guess. It's pretty cool.
Alex, I'm Sasha. I'm just here to ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
So, Alex, do you use a USB flash drive for file storage or for everyday use?
I do not.
You do not. Have you heard of them?
I have.
Okay. So what size do you think is the largest size that you can imagine that they would have for a USB flash drive?
I would say 256 gigs.
256 gigs.
Yeah.
Well, what if I told you that Kingston Technology has unveiled a USB flash drive that is 8 times the size?
That would be incredible.
Is your mind blown?
It is blown.
You want to see it?
That is super cool. 2 terabytes. Wow. That is pretty cool. So you're giving them out? Is that...
We're just blowing people's minds
blowing
today.
Okay. All right.
Connor, do you use a USB flash drive for your storage for your files and devices?
Not since I was in school. Not since I was in post-secondary.
Okay. So when you were in post-secondary in school, what size USB flash drive approximately did you use?
Around 32 gigs.
32 gigs? Okay. So what size USB flash drive do you think is the biggest flash drive?
Around 2 terabytes.
You think 2 terabytes?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, you're absolutely right. So
really?
Kingston Technology has just unveiled its newest, greatest...
USB, like USB drive?
USB drive.
Well, it's big, but I suppose it kind of needs to be to store everything inside. 2 terabytes. That's really cool.
It's incredible, eh?
Yeah, it is. It's good if you're obviously if a business person or anything like that where you're consistently either on the go or whatnot, where you have like all these files that you need to kind of keep with you at any time.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Brian, do you use a USB flash drive for your storage for your computer and files?
Pardon me?
A USB flash drive. Do you use a USB thumb drive?
No.
No? Have you heard of them?
No.
You've never heard of them?
No, I'm old school.
Awesome.
Yeah.
My name is Sasha. What's your name?
Milan.
Milan, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Do you use USB thumb drives, flash drives?
Occasionally.
Occasionally? Okay. So what size would you imagine the biggest USB flash drive would be?
Around the nail size of your nail.
Okay, what storage size?
You mean storage? Yeah, 1 terabyte.
1 terabyte?
Yeah.
What if I told you that the biggest flash drive was just unveiled by Kingston Technology? It's called the Data Traveler, and it has double that size, so it's 2 terabytes.
Wow, that's amazing.
You want to see it?
Yeah, sure. Cool, man.
So what do you think?
Looks cool. Yeah.
It's like almost hard drive.
Yeah, almost hard drive, yeah.
Sweet.
So does it have any cloud storage or any functionality or just storage?
It's storage. It's read and write. So it's 300 megabytes a second for read and 200 megabytes a second for write.
Okay, that's cool.
Awesome.
How much you are selling it?
Well, I'm not telling you. It retails for about
Or it's not in the market, right?
It's just unveiled, so.
Okay. That's cool.
So now let's head back to the studio where Robbie's going to give us the technical info of the Kingston Data Traveler 2 terabyte flash drive.
You are a fast runner because you just got back here. You changed just like that. Just like
and
that.
Bam.
Wow. Sasha, that was a lot of fun. Thanks for doing that.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Nice to get some folks on the show that otherwise may not be here. And if you're watching, hey, thanks for watching. Yeah. And make sure you say hi in our chat room or send us an email. Let us know that you're hanging out with us. Okay, so this is the Data Traveler Ultimate GT. It's a USB 3.1 drive. And as you saw there, this is 2 terabytes capacity. Let's jump on here so that you can get a closer look at this. And this is how it comes in the kit. So here's the drive. Now, one of the things that you may encounter is that maybe it blocks the ports on the back of your computer because it is a little bit larger than a standard USB drive, which you'll see. So Kingston has thought about that, and they've included just a little tiny USB cable. Mm-hmm. This is going to help you if you want to plug it into your PS4 or something like that.
Yeah.
If you want to plug it into the back of a computer and your bezel on the chassis is going to be blocking that, that's going to work for you.
Huh.
What else is in the kit? We've got a nice little cushion bag.
Nice.
There you go, for carrying it in your pocket or whatever. But here you go. Let's pull this out here so that you can get a good look. And there is the Data Traveler Ultimate GT 2 terabyte. Let's get right up there.
Just yeah, the you size can,
there's the size. So this is a 16 gig Data Traveler 2. Yeah. Let's move down just a little bit so we're on the frame. And you can see the comparison there.
Just a wee little bit larger, eh?
Just a bit. It's pretty thick.
It's chic, though. I like it.
And this is a nice, I suppose it's aluminum. It's a metal body.
It's nicely made.
Nothing but the best from Kingston. And so, you know, the question becomes, well, what on earth would you do with a 2 terabyte?
Right.
Let's back this up a second, okay?
What would fit on a 2 terabyte? I just need to, like, imagine.
Everything.
Everything, right? Like, every movie ever?
Well, you figure a movie is like... Like, a full-length movie would be anywhere from about 700 to 1,200 megabytes. 1.2 gigabytes, say, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So you could have, like, 200.
We need to get more than that.
200 is a lot.
2,000.
2,000.
Yeah, I was about to say 2,000 decimal.
Let me bring up the calculator here, because I'm really, really bad at on-the-fly math.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so we've got 2 terabytes. Let's just say... That's 2,000 gigabytes. And my first drive was like 64 megabytes. So this is about 31,000 of those drives that I originally bought plugged into the back of a computer. Like, it's nuts.
It's crazy.
And yet awesome. So if you're a business person and you need some space to keep a backup that is very highly portable, one of the things about a backup drive is that they're not always portable.
Right.
So they're true.
Oh, yeah, they're inconvenient. They get left behind places because you've got to set them down because they don't fit in your bag or whatever you're carrying, purse. And so this is something that you can literally disconnect it, fit it in your pocket with 2,000 gigabytes of storage. And it's nice and well-built, as you say.
It looks like something that would be in a spy movie.
A spy movie. Nice. Now we're getting somewhere. Let's talk about that. You can actually check out... Now, I'll just mention, there's a reason that every time someone asked about the price, we had to sort of censor that in the interview. And that is because this is brand new to the Canadian market. So the pricing, in fact, since you were there on like last weekend...
Yeah.
Has dropped $400.
Oh, good.
Like, that's the how things happen, because it's brand new to the market. They're starting to get stock into Canada, and so we're starting to see, you know, the price kind of find its spot in the market. They are not inexpensive, but for what they are, for what this does...
It's such an investment that's worth it.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They're a fantastic solid-state device, so this has not got any moving parts.
Well, that's the wonderful part. Like, even for a backup, right, to keep your files, like, it's an air gap, right? Mm-hmm. So even if you have family photos or something, and you don't want to invest on, like, a whole, like... RAID system or anything else.
So what would be the problem then, as I think about putting all my family stuff on here, or my business stuff, or whatever, it's confidential, it's stuff that I don't want other people to have access to. Sasha, you know, what have we covered recently that would be applicable to something like this that would really help us to protect our data? So if someone were to steal this from me and it's got all my family photos on it?
Right. All you would do is you would encrypt it.
Absolutely.
Ooh, spy movies.
There you go.
There you go. Back to the spy.
So on our website, category5.tv, check out episode number 506, 507 for the two-part series. Or just search for...
Luke Stump?
Luke Stump is a great search term. LukeSdump. Do a search for that.
Luke
Stump.
And
you'll find out all about encryption.
Well...
So, you know, if you were to, you know, the other risk that you would run with something like this is it stores so much data. Mm-hmm. I think this is my biggest fear when, you know, if I were to hand this off to someone and say, here you go.
Yeah.
Our temptation is, wow, that's got more hard drive space than my desktop computer. If you walk into a superstore and buy a computer, chances are this is more space.
Right.
If you've got a solid state hard drive in that computer. Mm-hmm. So... If that's the case, I'm going to be tempted to put a lot of stuff on here that is nowhere else. So I've therefore done away with redundancy, and this becomes the only copy. And so like any storage, we need to make sure that we have redundancy. So when you get into 2 terabytes of pocket storage, we need to make sure that this is a copy or that there is redundancy somewhere
else. So buy two when you... When you fill your cart.
Please use our affiliate links.
Put two, there you go, two in your cart.
Yes.
And put one in a safety deposit box.
What it really boiled down to me, so we understand the capacity of this.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer. This is literally the largest capacity USB flash drive that has ever been created. Now, as I say that, I think about some of the Alibaba sales and and these knockoffs that you see for $10, and you immediately know that they're fake. But do be mindful, eBay is known to, and they already have had a lot of stock on something that says it's 2 terabytes. It's not Kingston, obviously. Those are not real. So what someone does is they hack into the firmware of the drive so that it reports that it's 2 terabytes.
Oh, right.
And it's really only like 128 gigs or something like that.
Sneaky.
So as you put your data on it, it works great. Oh, this is fantastic, until you hit that 128 gig actual physical limit, and then you lose all your data. So this is by Kingston Technology. This is legitimate. This is the first and largest. But it's also very, very fast.
Right.
You had mentioned... about 300 megabytes read
and 200,
per second.
And 200 megabytes write.
200 write. So,
which is great.
I wanted to put that to the test because understanding the capacity thing, what I really want to know is it going to be faster than my traditional USB hard drive, my USB flash drive, I should say, because this is what I use when I need to put something on a drive and take it with me.
Yeah.
Usually, I'm in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Quite often, I am. I want to plug that in, copy a video file, and get away from there.
Like the spy movies. You're trying to get in with the lasers.
Okay,
you're
so using
deking.
The analogy, do you want to wait for it, spy, super spy, or do you want to be able to store more in less time?
Huh? You're Q from like James yes. Bond.
Okay, so... The little old Data Traveler 2, this is a DT101G2. It's a 16 gig drive. This is one that I typically use for just all kinds of miscellaneous stuff because it's 16 gigs. It's nice and small enough to be quick to format and reuse, but big enough to be able to store larger files. So this one came in. What I did is I used USBflashspeed.com. They have a benchmark tool that then creates a website that shows the benchmarks, and it compares it against other people running the benchmarks. So this drive, plugged into the bus on my my best Windows system, came up with 22.89 megabytes per second read.
Oh, okay.
And just 2.51 megabytes per second write. Hmm. So you can imagine, as I'm copying files to this drive, it's brutally slow if they're reasonably large. Keep in mind, this benchmark tool does average things out. So it tests all different file sizes, and it does it 4 times each to make sure that you get the accurate averages. So this is the average there. So now, if we look at the Data Traveler Ultimate G2 2 terabyte, this one, in the same test, plugged into the same bus, gave me a whopping 213.88 megabytes per second average read.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That is a
now,
lot.
If you've ever had a USB flash drive, that is super, super fast for this type of media. Hard drives, like the internal SATA components on your computer, can be a little bit faster than that. Mine run about 550 megabytes per second. But for a USB 3 device, this is something that just plugs into the back of your computer or the side of your laptop, this is the fastest that I've personally
seen.
Wow. Yeah, super,
amazing.
Super fast. Writing, because I do a lot of video, how's it going to perform? Our average was 127.57 megabytes per second. Megabytes, not bits, bytes. So it's very fast. So then, so we know comparison-wise, this is significantly bigger, significantly faster than our average USB flash drive. But really, the proof is in the pudding. How is it going to perform for me in my use case? So let's put them head-to-head. Let's plug these two in together. And now I've got about 3.2 gigabytes of of video files from last week's show. So if I just copy those, well, let's just bring up the properties there. I know my, my screen capture isn't perfectly clear there, but it's about 3.2 gigs for this handful of files. I'm just going to copy that to my clipboard, and now I'm going to paste it to both of those drives. We're going to show it simultaneously. Now, this was done and recorded at a different time. There is the Data Traveler Ultimate GT 2 terabyte moving along at the bottom right. Look at the one in the top left. It almost doesn't seem to be moving. This is real time. This has not been sped up. This is about 3.2 gigabytes of data being copied over the USB bus to that drive.
And wow.
Boom. It's done. It took only 24.09 seconds. Now, the other drive continues for another 21 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I am not going to subject you to it, but you've all been there. You've all seen that window that just keeps on going and keeps on going. Keep in mind, this is exactly the same data set. While you are seeing them on the screen at the same time, I actually did them at two separate times so that I could plug the drives into the same bus and do an accurate test, and then just used my software to edit it together. 21 minutes it took versus the Data Traveler, which was 24 seconds, I think I said.
So the difference between plugging it in, transferring and going,
and
plugging it in, drinking coffee for 20 minutes, relaxing.
Yeah.
And then going. Okay.
I'm still this spy life like analogy in my mind, and I'm like, man, there'd be a whole like gunfight in that time.
Yeah, right.
It's like, come on. The entire plot device is put into that time frame.
Yes. That's the whole movie right there.
Yeah.
So there you have it. That's the Data Traveler from Kingston. It's the Ultimate GT. Watch for it. Go over to our website, cat5.tv/bigflash. And you'll be able to check that out. So that is it. That's
I'm just like imagining, because I have my RetroPie, right? So yes. Could you imagine if I had that?
How many games? Oh my gosh. That would plug right into a Raspberry Pi.
All the games.
I've been thinking about that because because like last week I mentioned like I want to like make a cloud storage device out of my Pi. So I could plug that in 2 terabytes.
Do it.
And just instead of paying for Dropbox Pro, it's just have everything stored locally at home
Not the most economical way to get 2 terabytes on a Pi.
Still.
But you would be the envy of geekdom in general.
Yeah, just for that.
where this to me works really, really well is in that portable backup solution.
Yeah.
That redundant copy that I absolutely need to be able to keep with me. But also being able to transfer an entire database of video files and take them with you to the cottage.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of stuff. And not having to worry about space restraints. For video producers, for folks that need to have redundant copies of their files, the Data Traveler Ultimate GT is the perfect solution.
Wow.
2 terabytes.